Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF is over, but Fall Film Festival season continues in Toronto. FEF, or Female Eye Film Festival, is entering its 23rd year showcasing features, shorts, and docs directed by women. This year's theme is always honest, not always pretty, so you can expect some challenging and surprising work from women around the world. Expect innovative screenings, many with directors present, as well as pitches, workshops, and tributes. The festival runs from October 14th through 19th at the TIFF Lightbox. So this week, I'm looking at three movies, one from FEF and two from TIFF. There's Honeymooners in the Caribbean, a famous writer on a tiny Scottish isle, and an ingenious thief who lives undetected in a big box store. I Really Love My Husband, co-written and directed by G.G. Hawkins. Teresa, played by Madison Lanzi, lives in L.A. with her husband Drew, played by Travis Quentin Young. They've been married for a year, but have yet to go on a real honeymoon. They both work at unfulfilling professions with little time for amorous interludes. But that's about to change. Teresa and Drew are heading south for a week to relax and spend time with each other on the sandy beaches of Bocas del Toro, Panama, a chain of Caribbean islands known for their blue skies and warm waves. And even when the airline loses their baggage and the promised welcome meal is nowhere to be seen, they are still happy with the place. The manager there, a boyish, non-binary beach bum named Paz, played by Arta G, is ready to help make their stay more comfortable, however they can. For Teresa, that means thinking outside the marital box. She urges Drew to join her in seducing Paz, or Paz. Though hesitant at first, Drew eventually dives into the three-way, and their marriage feels stronger than ever. And Paz promises to take them to their secret island for one final fling. But the mood starts to shift when jealousy rears its ugly head. A fourth wheel joins the groups to make things even more confusing. Kiki, played by Lisa Jacqueline Stewart, a ginger-haired woman with a venomous tongue, is a reality show reject voted off the island, but she's stayed on this island, planting bad ideas in the couple's heads. Can Teresa and Drew's marriage endure all these complications? And will she keep her anger in check? I Really Love My Husband is a funny, bittersweet rom-com about the doubts plaguing a couple of millennials on a belated honeymoon. It pokes fun at a whole generation from breakfast fasting to mushroom edibles to friendship stones, exposing some of the worst and silliest trends and fads. The characters are as worried about ratings and social networks as they are about actual love and romance. For a first-time feature by a new director with a largely unknown cast, this is a fun slice of life. Madison Lanzi is nicely sardonic, Arta G appropriately chill, and Travis Quentin Young always sweet, strumming his guitar. Though not totally original, I Really Love My Husband does seem to capture the zeitgeist of L.A. millennials. Orwell, 2 plus 2 equals 5, directed by Raoul Peck. It's late 1940s in Scotland's Inner Hebrides on a tiny, inaccessible island called Jura. George Orwell, the famous writer, is there to write a novel in an isolated home inaccessible by car. His young son, his sister, and their housekeeper keep him company as he sits by his computer. But he's dying of TB and must make sure his last book is finished and published before he dies. The novel is called 1984, which becomes a crucial part of contemporary culture even to this day. You probably heard of Big Brother, or at least the surveillance-based reality show. It's been made into countless films and TV shows and is referenced everywhere. Words like sex crime, concepts like doublethink are all firmly embedded in our culture. The book 94 is about the perpetual war between competing totalitarian nations. But more than that, it's about the propaganda, mass surveillance, and thought control ordinary people there are subject to. The hero, Winston Smith, works for the Ministry of Truth, propagating newspeak to the nation. But eventually, he too falls victim to the machinations of the government of Oceania, ruled by Big Brother. He's tortured in the end because although he accepts the ludicrous proposition that 2 + 2 = 5 and repeats the slogans that he propagates, like war is peace, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, he doesn't really believe it. So 1984, concepts and content is still relevant, as relevant today as when Orwell wrote them. Okay, Orwell 2 + 2 = 5 is a combination of documentary and docudrama about Orwell, his writing, and its influence on popular culture. Covers not just 1984, but Orwell's earlier books, including Burmese Days, based on his work for the Imperial Britain, Homage to Catalonia, about volunteering in the Spanish Civil War, and Animal Farm, the allegoric look at Stalinist Russia. It's based on his books and also his private correspondence. The movie also uses film clips from the many adaptations of 1984, as well as period footage and photos. Finally, it includes a barrage of brand new news clips showing footage of totalitarian leaders around the world. These are altered, though, with Orwellian slogans superimposed in bright colors over the news footage, if you can figure that out. Raoul Peck is well-known Haitian documentary filmmaker, and maybe it's because I already know so much about Orwell and his writings that this movie, with the exception of his last days on Jura dramatized for the film, it wasn't as mind-blowing as it might have been if it were all new. And I gotta say, it doesn't compare to Peck's other docs like I Am Not Your Negro, his biography of James Baldwin. Even so, Orwell 2 + 2 = 5 does stand as a historical document generously imbued with contemporary agitprop. Roofman, co-written directed by Derek Cianfrance. It's the early 2000s in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jeffrey Manchester, or Jeff, played by Channing Tatum, is the happy father of a young daughter and twin infants. He's smart, nimble, and observant, and a former vet. But he's underpaid and overworked at his job and can't seem to keep his family afloat. And when, one day, he has to resort to re-gifting his own childhood toys to give to his daughter's birthday party, he realizes something has got to change. He resorts to a life of nonviolent crime. He robs McDonald's restaurants by cutting a hole in the roof after dark and stealing the cash. After dozens of such robberies, the press dubs him Roofman. His family gradually moves up the social ladder, living the American dream with a beautiful car and a nicely decorated suburban home. But eventually, alas, he's caught, sent to prison. His wife cuts him off and he can't even talk to his own beloved kids anymore. Later, after an ingenious escape from prison undetected, he has to find a place to hide. He discovers an unsurveilled corner of a Toys R Us big box store with enough hidden space to allow him to set up a tiny apartment in the middle of the store. He initially survives on peanut M&Ms pilfered from the shelves, but eventually moves on to pawning video games and DVDs. And he learns the layout of the cameras and computers, making himself virtually invisible, though in plain sight. Meanwhile, he has a crush on one of the employees, Lee, played by Kirsten Dunst, a single mom with two teenage daughters. They eventually meet unexpectedly at an evangelical church drive where he, quote, donates food that he actually stole from the Toys R Us. Well, sparks fly and they become closer, and he almost becomes a part of her family. But with Jeff still concealing his life of crime in his current home and never telling her the whole truth, can he start a new life in his own hometown without getting caught? Or should he just get the hell out of the country while he still can? Roofman is an exciting adventure romance comedy based entirely on a true story. It's funny, clever, and constantly surprising. Channing Tatum is brilliant as Jeff, displaying an acrobatic sense of movement and timing, climbing walls, crawling through ceiling tiles, or swooshing around cars on foot to avoid detection. The rest of the cast is also great. Former teen actor Kirsten Dunst has eased comfortably into middle age, and her character is nicely empathetic. Lakeith Stanfield is great as Steve, his sketchy war buddy. Ozzie Ben Mendelsohn plays a guileless pastor, Ron. And Peter Dinklage is appropriately dislikable as the toy store manager, Mitch. The director, Derek Cianfrance, he made The Passion of Blue Valentine in the Dark, The Place Beyond the Pines. Hasn't made a movie in ages, but if he's looking for a comeback, this is it. I like Roofman a lot. Roofman and 2 plus 2 equals 5 played at TIFF and are now playing this weekend. Check your local listings. And I Really Love My Husband is coming next week at FEF. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM out of my website, culturalmining.com.